China's population has experienced a decline for the second consecutive year, raising concerns about the future growth of the country's economy. The latest data shows a population of 1.409 billion at the end of 2023, which is a decrease of 2.08 million from the previous year. This decline is double that of the previous year, which marked the first population drop in 60 years. Experts attribute this fall to the expanding urban class and the record low birth rate in China. Beijing has announced that the birth rate in China has now dropped to 6.39 per 1,000 people, which is similar to other advanced East Asian nations like Japan and South Korea. China has been experiencing falling birth rates for decades, starting with the implementation of the controversial one-child policy in the 1980s. The government lifted this policy in 2015 and introduced various incentives to encourage people to have more children, including subsidies and payments. However, these policies have had little impact, with young people in modern cities citing factors such as the high cost of living and career priorities as deterrents to starting families. Experts believe that the decline in new births has been accelerated by the COVID-19 pandemic, but underlying economic issues are a greater factor. China's economic struggles, including a property crisis, falling consumer spending, and record youth unemployment, have also contributed to the population decline. The country's aging workforce has been a key driver of its economy, and the increasing retiree population is putting pressure on healthcare and pension systems. However, experts believe that China has the time and resources to manage this transition in its workforce, as the population becomes more educated, skilled, and healthier. China, once the world's most populous nation, was overtaken by India last year according to the UN. India's population currently stands at 1.425 billion. Despite the challenges posed by a declining population, experts believe that China has planned for this transition and will continue to move towards a service-based economy with a more educated and skilled workforce.